Savitri, Book 2, Canto 3, The Glory and the Fall of Life, beginning on page 118, with Amid Her Swift Untold Variety, ending in Forever Wallowing in Bliss They Lie. Amid her swift, untold variety, something remained dissatisfied, ever the same, and in the new saw only a face of the old. For every hour repeated, all the rest and every change prolonged the same unease. A spirit of herself, an aim unsure, tired soon of too much joy and happiness. She needs the spur of pleasure and of pain and the native taste of suffering and unrest. She strains for an end that never can she win. A perverse savior haunts her thirsting lips. For the grief she weeps which came from her own choice. For the pleasure yearns that racked with wounds her breast. Aspiring to heaven, she turns her steps towards hell. Chance she has chosen and danger for playfellows. Fate's dreadful swing she has taken for cradle and seat. Yet pure and bright from the timeless was her birth. A lost world raptured lingers in her eyes. Her moods are faces of the infinite. Beauty and happiness are her native right. An endless bliss is her eternal home. This now revealed its antique face of joy, a sudden disclosure to the heart of grief, tempting it to endure and long and hope. Even in the changing worlds bereft of peace, and an air racked with sorrow and with fear, and while his feet trod on an unsafe soil, he saw the image of a happier state. In an architecture of hieratic space circling and mounting towards creation's tops, at a blue height which never was too high for warm communion between body and soul, as far as heaven, as near as thought and hope, glimmered the kingdom of a griefless life. Above him in a new celestial vault, other than the heavens beheld by mortal eyes as on a fretted ceiling of the gods, an archipelago of laughter and fire, swam stars apart in a rippled sea of sky. Towered spirals, magic rings of vivid hue, and gleaming spheres of strange felicity floated through distance like a symbol world. On the trouble and the toil they could not share, on the unhappiness they could not aid, impervious to life's suffering, struggle, grief, untarnished by its anger, gloom, and hate, unmoved, untouched, look down great vision plains, blissful forever in their timeless right. Absorbed in their own beauty and content, of their immortal gladness they lived sure. Apart in their self-glory plunged, remote burning they swam in a vague lucent haze, an everlasting refuge of dream light, a nebula of the splendors of the gods made from the musings of eternity. Almost unbelievable by human faith, hardly they seem the stuff of things that are, as though a mystic vision's glass outlined to some magnificent inner eye, they shone like images thrown from a far scene, too high and glad for mortal lids to seize. But near and real to the longing heart, and to the body's passionate thought and sense, are the hidden kingdoms of beatitude. In some close, unattained realm which yet we feel, immune from the harsh clutch of death and time, escaping the search of sorrow and desire, in bright, enchanted, safe peripheries, forever wallowing in the bliss they lie.